Are legal contracts counterproductive to creativity? I understand that you're encouraging us to be aware of our current emotions in order to make our best choices. So, how can we live and create in the moment while at the same time entering into long-term relationships or agreements where our legal documents are often binding us far into our future?
Whether you are focused upon an immediate situation, which requires your thought and action right now, or whether you are thinking about a future or even a past event, you are doing it right now. Therefore, it is causing an activation of vibration right now. In other words, you can tell how you're affecting a future event right now by the way you are feeling about it right now as you are thinking about it. And so, if you are aware of how you are feeling in every present moment, and it matters to you that you feel good, and so you are deliberately making an effort to align your current thought with the thought of your inner being, not only will you have many more pleasant moments, but every subject that you have pondered will benefit by the focus of your source-aligned thought. Some people disagree with the premise that if you feel really good about something, it will continue to evolve in a pleasing way, by pointing out how happy they felt at the beginning of a relationship that turned out badly. But if you will remember that each time you focus upon something, your current thought is affecting it, then you may understand that between the time you felt good about your relationship and the time it turned out badly, your current thought moved often to what you did not want, rather than to what you did want. Sometime, in the interim, between the happy beginning and the unhappy ending of your relationship, your thoughts turn consistently toward unwanted things, and you experience the inevitable negative emotion that always accompanies such thought. It requires continual deliberate focusing upon the positive aspects of any relationship to maintain the good feeling productivity of it over time. You cannot allow your now thoughts to drift toward unwanted without having both current and future negative impact upon the object of your attention. Many long-term agreements are sought from a standpoint of wanting to protect against future unwanted situations, and that is not a good basis from which to begin any relationship. When you come to understand the power of your focused thought, any need to protect will dissipate, and your sense of continual well-being will dominate. If your current circumstances or the laws of your government require that you enter into binding long-term agreements, you can still maintain your balance and feeling of alignment or freedom by remembering that even those agreements can be changed. You may enter into a 20 or 30-year agreement regarding the purchase of your home, but later on, if you wish, you could sell your home and therefore end that agreement. Many people enter into until death do us part marriage relationship agreements, later to amend those agreements with new agreements of divorce. It is liberating to realize that by utilizing the power of your thoughts, by deliberately aligning them with the expanded version of your life that you have given birth to, you can get anywhere you want to be from wherever you are.